This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera begins with the story of Abraham, who is had a bris. 3 days later, after his bris, Rashi tells us he's feeling very ill, and Hashem appears to him, in the language of Rashi, levaker cholim, to visit the sick, the mitzvah of bikur cholim, visiting the sick. This Shabbos is also the 20th day of the month of Cheshvan. The 20th of Cheshvan is the birthday of the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, whose name was Reb Shalom Ber. He's known by the acronym the Rebbe Rashab, Reb Shalom Ber. When the story is told by the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, that when the Rebbe Rashab was 5 or 6 years old, he came home from Cheder. He came home from learning. He was little kids. He was learning with his Malamed, with his teacher. And he was crying. So his grandfather, who is the third Chabad Rebbe, called it Tzemach Tzedek, asked him, "Why are you crying?" So he said, "I'm crying because I learned in school today in Cheder that the Avraham Avinu had Hashem appear to him. And Hashem spoke to Avraham." He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I want Hashem should appear to me. I want that Hashem should speak to me." So his grandfather told him, "Listen, when a yid who's a tzaddik, who's 99 years old, has a bris, that is an act of self-sacrifice. And for that, you merit that Hashem should appear and speak to you." So that's the story that was told by the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe has beautiful explanations. Rebbe mentioned this story many times and explained all every different angle of it. What's the 5, 6 years old? What's the idea of appearing? What's the concept of the Rebbe Rashab, who was 5 or 6 years old, has the same, what was he thinking? He knew that Avraham Avinu was 99 years old. Every little kid knows that an adult is an adult. And so the Rebbe basically takes from this story the concept that each of us, even if we're a little kid, obviously a little kid means literally 5 or 6 years old, but it could be a little child also in our accomplishments. And a person feels that we have not accomplished, we're not as great of a tzaddik. You don't have to be very humble. This week's parsha, we find that Avraham Avinu, Avraham calls himself Anochi Afar Va'efer. I am afar, I am dust, va'efer, I'm ashes, I'm nothing, Avraham Avinu says when he's talking to Hashem about saving the cities of Sodom and Amorah and the other cities. And the Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains to us, what does this mean, afar va'efer? What is this level of these language, these words exactly? What does it mean? The idea of taking something that has a stature to it, like a big log, and turning it into ashes. Proportion between the ashes and the log is like nothing. So Avraham Avinu says, "I'm literally nothing when it comes." So we don't have to be, you don't need the level of Avraham Avinu to have humility for us to recognize that we are on the level of a 5 or 6 year old in general. And when it comes to comparing ourselves to Avraham Avinu, then we're literally afar ve'efer, even though the Medrash does say that every Jew has the obligation to say, Masai yagiu maisai lemaisai avaisai avros Yaakov. When will I be as meritorious as Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So we all have the capacity, but let's not fool ourselves. We're not on that level. So the Rebbe, therefore, tells us that even if we're a 5 or 6 year old, each of us has the right, and each of us has the pathway to have Hashem appear to us if we have self-sacrifice. The idea of self-sacrifice does not mean jumping off a building. It does not mean turning your life upside down. Yes, of course, that's the highest levels of self-sacrifice. But self-sacrifice simply means doing something right now that you really didn't plan on doing because you know it's the right thing to do. That's self-sacrifice. In Hebrew, the word for self-sacrifice is mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh, giving up your nefesh. In Hebrew, the word nefesh doesn't only mean your soul, your life. It also means your desire, your ratzon, your desire. Mesiras nefesh is the same as mesiras haratzon, giving up your desire. So whenever a person wants to do something, and instead some other higher, more noble something appears to you to do, and you give up what you want to do for yourself, and instead you do the higher, more noble thing, whether it's helping someone else, or sometimes it's not doing something that you want to do for the moment, but you recognize it's not the right thing in this moment right now, or maybe in general. That is called Mesiras Nefesh, and for that Hashem appears to us. For that Hashem promises us in the beginning of this week's parsha, Vayera Elav Hashem, that Hashem appears to us. Hashem appears, doesn't say Vayera El Avraham, Hashem appeared to Abraham. It says Vayera Elav, Hashem appeared to him, which means to every single Jew. And this I'm explaining to you what the Rebbe explains concerning this story about the fifth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, at the age of 5 or 6 years old, wanting to Hashem to appear. And the Tzemach Tzedek told him, yes, Hashem can appear to you if you have self-sacrifice, Mesiras Nefesh, if you give up what you want for the moment. So therefore, this week's Torah portion is very empowering, and it teaches us that each of us has the ability to have an amazing spiritual connection, an amazing spiritual awareness. And in fact, when we study Tanya, and we talk about the levels of Hashem's energy that come into the world, we talk about the level that we spoke about that's called Mimalei Kol Almin, the level that of energy that is according to the level, wherever it is, whether it's the highest world, it's more energy. If it's a lower world, it's less energy, it's contracted energy. But then we speak about the level of Sovev Kol Almin. Sovev Kol Almin is the infinite level energy of Hashem's energy that's everywhere exactly the same. So whether a person, therefore, is aware or a person is unaware because of our own limitations, how we worked on ourselves and what our level of knowledge is, what our level of experience is, from Hashem's perspective, Hashem is just as close to each individual, and in fact to every single item, every single thing in creation. Hashem is equally as close when you're talking from the higher level of energy, the level of Soviv Kol Almin. And in that case, Hashem in fact does appear to us and appears to us constantly, except that we are not aware. Which leads me to another talk that the Rebbe gives on this week's Parsha. And that is a very interesting question. We talk about the idea that Avraham Avinu had a hotel, essentially. He had a B&B, he had a bed and breakfast in the middle of the desert. And Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu invited into his bed and breakfast, to his hotel, all kinds of passersby. And of course, who was there? They weren't Jews, they were Arabs. They weren't Arabs yet, because this Arab nation comes from the Abraham's son, Yishmael, but they were sand worshippers. They were pagans, local people from the land of Canaan. So they were Canaanites, actually, from the children of Ham. So what happens is that Avraham Avinu established this tent. The Medrash tells us, you may be familiar with the story, and he would invite people in, and he would feed them, and he would give them a place to sleep. And then when a person would ask, how much money does it cost? The Medrash says, Avraham would say, oh, it's very, very expensive here in the desert. It's, where are you going to find food? Where are you going to find such fine food? And where are you going to find lodging? And he would quote a very astronomical figure. And they would say, really, so expensive? I don't have that much money. So Avraham would say, no problem. In that case, repeat after me. And he would say, thank you, Hashem, for the food. And they would say, thank you, Hashem, for the food. Who is this Hashem that you're talking about? Who's this God you're talking about? We are aware of our own idols only. And Hashem and Avraham would teach them the concept of monotheism. And he would say, listen, guys, if you're ready to give thanks to Hashem, the one true creator, the God who has no shape, has no form, the God who runs and creates the entire world, then meal is free. He says, free? Absolutely. We will thank Hashem. And they would, at least for the moment, they would leave off their pagan beliefs. And Avraham, therefore, Medrash tells us, was able to educate thousands and thousands, Rambam says, thousands and thousands of people in the path of believing in monotheism, the path of believing in the true Hashem and the true God. And in fact, we Jews are today even commanded, and again, this is a ruling by Rambam, we are commanded to teach our fellow non-Jewish world the seven mitzvahs of Noach, of course, of which the first one is belief in Hashem. So we Jews still have this command today. The Rebbe says that on this story, it seems that Avraham Avinu was accomplishing something that wasn't really true. The person was sort of had the back against the wall. The back against the wall means they either had to pay a lot of money or they could say a couple of words. So what do you think they were going to choose? So what was Avraham Avinu really accomplishing? Were the people saying the truth when they said, "Thank you, Hashem, I believe in Hashem"? Or were they simply lip service to get out of paying the big bill? Rebbe has a whole discussion, a very interesting discussion back and forth, quoting the commentaries on the Midrash Rabbah, where the story appears. And Rebbe says, listen, when it comes to Jews, there's no question about it, that if you approach a Jew, and a Jew in a moment of distress says, "I believe, I believe, I believe, Hashem, help me." You know, I don't know if you saw the clips coming out now from this terrible, terrible massacre, where people, and secular people, and they're introducing the clip saying, "I'm totally secular," and they're saying, they said, "Hashem, I'm protected. Hashem, you're protecting me." Or the one lady says, "I'm accepting Shabbos completely right away," and the 15 terrorists or whatever it was, the number outside her window just passed by her house, didn't come in. So these are special stories. Hashem, obviously, who runs the entire world, had a plan for these specific people. You can't ask the question, what about the other people, or maybe people who already were keeping this? Hashem has a plan for every single person, and we believe that Hashem does really run the world, not just in general, but in particular. And gave an opportunity for these people to open up pathways for whatever reason. So the Rebbe discusses this concept, and in fact, Rambam discusses this concept of how a belief in Hashem is so ingrained inside each of us. And sometimes it takes a moment of angst, it takes a moment of pressure, some pressure to reveal the belief in Hashem that we have all the time. And these days that we're going through, I don't have to tell you, people are in general, whether it's in Israel or everywhere else, you see the stories and you read the news and you follow the clips, and it makes you completely crazy, invades your mind and takes over your entire being, and your head is spinning and all kinds of terrible things. People can't sleep at night, and I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to, and I'm sure you've all spoken to. Hopefully you're not going through the same experience as yourself, but I'm sure you've spoken to friends. What we need to know is that in moments of angst, in moments of despair, seemingly, in moments of distress, Hashem is giving us pathways to access amazing deep reservoir, amazing deep reservoir inside ourselves, inside our neshama, of energy and of belief and of strength. And in fact, if we use these moments as opportunities of personal spiritual growth, then we will be on a completely different level. So, it's sink or swim, the old expression is. If we use the turbulent waves and we use them to get on top of the surfboard and now we're surfing, so then the wave is not a bad wave. The wave is actually something that lifts us up. And unfortunately, if we let the wave crash over our heads and submerge us, then it's not a good thing. So we need to take energy, therefore, from our Torah portion this week, Parshas Vayera, where Hashem appears to Abraham. And as I mentioned, the story from the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Hashem appears to every single Jew. And Hashem appears to us specifically when we're feeling a moment of Mesiras Nefesh, specifically when we're feeling a moment of self-sacrifice. And the self-sacrifice, again, God forbid, doesn't have to be giving up your life. It means going a little bit above and beyond whatever we're comfortable, whatever, going a little outside our comfort zone. Hashem appears to us, and in moments of this, we turn to our real artillery, in the language of we're going to have a next week's parsha. Well, a couple of weeks from now, we're going to have the statement that Yitzchak makes: "Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yidei Esav." Our strength lies in our voice, whereas the strength of the non-Jewish world lies in their hands. What does it mean, our voice? It means our voice of davening, our voice of reciting words of Tehillim, our voice of reciting words of comfort to our friends. This is our power. So the Parsha opens up with the connection between people, such that we have the power to comfort each other. And that's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. That's exactly how this week's Parsha opens up. Hashem is teaching us, Rashi says, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the mitzvah of visiting the sick. In other words, what is the mitzvah of visiting the sick? The power that one person has to show up. And when somebody else is feeling down, somebody else is feeling ill, somebody else is feeling somehow debilitated, and because you've shown up and because you've shown concern and compassion for the other person already feels better. That's very powerful. The parsha also opens up with the idea that Hashem is giving us that power. Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem appears to each and every single Jew. And of course, the parsha also continues with the concept of Avraham Avinu's incredible, incredible devotion to every single person that he would only come across. And the parsha concludes with the story of the Akedah, the story of the binding of Yitzchak, where Hashem tests Avraham with the 10th test. And the 10th test is the test of where Hashem tells him, sacrifice your only son. As everybody knows the story, it turned into a ram. Hashem says, it turned into that Hashem really wanted him to sacrifice a ram instead, and it was only a test. And the emunah, the faith that Hashem has. So look how Hashem is giving us energy in these difficult, trying times. This week's Parsha Vayera talks about the capacity of each and every one of us to help each other just by being there for that person. It talks about the fact that Hashem appears to each of us. It talks about the inheritance that we have from Avraham Avinu, from our patriarch Avraham, and from Sarah, of course. Let's not we'll talk about the prophecy of Sarah in this week's Parsha. Also, where the Parsha says that Sarah's prophecy level was greater than Abraham's prophecy level. Hashem says, listen to Sarah, because her prophecy, her ability to discern what is the holy and the right thing to do is greater even than yours, Abraham. So this is, and the Yamuna and the faith, all of these concepts are giving us energy in these times. And when we tune in to our strength, which, as I'm mentioning, is the kol Yaakov, the power of reading chapters of Tehillim, the power of davening, the power of saying good words, the power of blessing each other. That's another thing that we have, the power of giving a bracha, the power of giving a blessing and wishing good. All of these things are extremely, extremely powerful. So we are experiencing difficult times, apparently, and Hashem will change those difficult times into amazing, amazing blessing, and then we'll understand what is the purpose of all of this. And we reach inside ourselves, we try to access our neshama powers, we try to access those energies that are deep inside of ourselves, and we try to uplift each other. And of course, that last concept is the key to Jewish survival, the key to Jewish power. The concept of Barchenu Avinu, bless us, our Father, we say, Kulanu Ke'echad Be'or Panecha, all of us together. So this idea of Jewish unity, looking out for each other, blessing each other, is what brings out the energy inside each and every one of us. So it's a powerful parsha. It gives the Torah portion, we live with the Torah portion, it gives us energy, and it also gives us direction. It also tells us what to do. It gives us direction. It tells us how to make it through and what to do in these difficult times. So I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, a powerful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Hashem revealing himself to each and every one of us. We should feel the energy. We should feel the closeness. We should feel the bracha. And in fact, we should not have the need for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. We should not have the need for the mitzvah of visiting the sick, because nobody is sick anymore. Everybody's healed. And instead, we should have only the great merit of Achdus Yisrael, of unity, and Ahavas Yisrael, love for a fellow Jew. And Hashem, of course, will, in that case, open up the gates of heaven and show us Mashiach right away.